given that I have been officially appointed as public health officer in order to investigate the sanitary conditions in Bocholt, I would now like to share my preliminary results, which have of course been influenced by observations made by my esteemed colleagues over the last few years. The medical officer of this district, Julius Munch, said only a few years ago that in the areas Südmauer, Ostmauer and Schanze, there are many houses which firstly have small courtyards and are secondly situated right next to pigsties. Obviously, this is detrimental to the health of the workers living there. But he also says that the situation is much better in the outer parts of town. I certainly concur with that.
What the good doctor fails to mention here are the conditions inside the factories. We spend the greatest part of each day in damp weaving mills. And once we finally get outside, it's much colder there. This is why so many people around here suffer from rheumatism. And of course you easily catch a cold that turns into pneumonia. And if you are sharing your bed with three other people, consumption isn't far off.
But just as my esteemed colleague has said before, apart from all the disadvantageous conditions, we should seek a cause for the rampant spreading of tuberculosis around here in poor diets and alcoholism. It's a weak type of human being who, unfortunately, is rather ubiquitous around here.
It's true that many people around here drink, not because we are weak, but because our life is much harder than the doctor's. Maybe he would start drinking if he had to operate really noisy looms all day. If his body was aching and he would have to watch how his malnourished children die way too early of consumption.
As well as cancer. I would now like to conclude my statements. I recommend curbing any further spreading of alcoholism and directing all efforts towards making the people of Bocholt lead a decorous life.